Yes. Nice to have your company. You can join us any time on the Tempera Bedshed text machine 0487 736 736. Just a note that on Thursday, with the start of the AFL season, we're bringing you on the SEN Network, Carlton and Richmond from the MCG. It's a 4 o'clock pre-game start coverage here in Perth. The match gets underway at 4:20, and Sports Day will be on between 3 and 4 as a lead-in to the game. So Sports Day on Thursday here on SENWA between 3 and 4. And, of course, the game coverage starts from 4 o'clock. And let's talk a bit more about the game coverage. And you can power every moment with a Signet power bank. And they bring us the AFL record update. And Ash Brown is a senior writer with the AFL record. And he gives us a little bit of a preview of what's in the very first edition for a brand new season. Ash, thanks for your time.
Pete, good to be with you.
I tell you what, nothing like picking up the footy record. And I know we've gone through a couple of years of COVID and we haven't been able to sell them at grounds, but they'll be out there in force, the AFL record sellers, come this weekend around Optus Stadium and around the AFL grounds around the country.
Yeah, we're really delighted to say that we're back to sort of almost our pre-COVID editions of the record now, 24-page match day section for each individual game. So when you go to a game at Optus Stadium, you'll just get the middle part of the bag will be just devoted to that particular game. So the days of for 3 years, unfortunately, it's been a one edition for every game, and we've finally got rid of that. So we think that's a return to traditional values for the footy record, and we think the fans will love it.
Yeah, no, it's a great buy as you head in to watch your favourite team at whatever venue it may be. Ash, there's always some great features. What do you launch it with this weekend for those people that are coming? Well, certainly not this weekend because there's no games here in Perth, but of course the following weekend we've got two games here. But what are some of these sort of regular features you'll be looking at with the AFL record this season?
Well, what I should have said was with the record going back to the match day is that the teams, as they as they're picked and that's sort of the 23-man final team list for each game. So you go back to putting the charting the those that like to do, and a lot of people do anecdotally to record the goals and behinds as the game goes on. So I can back to doing that again, which I haven't been able to do for quite a long time. So that's probably a regular feature. Just the news of the week we cover across the news of the week. The kids section is very popular, and some man for people with an eye for trivia and history of the game, various other sort of sponsor features, and the flexibility we've got this year with the record is our production day has moved back to the middle of the week now, so we're in a position now to cover off the news of the week as well. If there's a big story breaking in footy on a Tuesday or even a Wednesday morning that we missed out on the last couple of years, we can get back to having that in the record as well. A lot of people like to keep their weekly record as a record of not just the games, of everything that's happened in the footy over the course of the previous week. You know, we're now going to be back into a position to cover that across.
Of course, they are sold at the ground on game days, but you can pick up the record at other outlets as well.
It's available online. At this stage, we're going back to just selling at ground. You can subscribe to AFL Record. .com.au if you can't get to the footy and purchase it that way. So there may be some special editions over the course of the year that we are available in retail outlets, but we're going back to pretty much a match day edition, which is what the overwhelming sort of views of our fans, and they want to get back to these editions back and buy at the footy.
That's been the feedback that you've got regarding the AFL record. Other than that, what has been one of the real popular features over the years that you've noticed that you've kept in the record because people have just enjoyed it? Has there been any particular aspect of the record that's been more popular than other parts?
Well, one of the big things we do for round one every year is the Moves and Shapers list. That'll be out again on Thursday, which is sort of my list of the 50, or it's always footy's power list of the 50 people on and off the field who are shaping the game and doing interesting things and important work in the game, which is a list I sort of spent a fair bit of time over the summer compiling. So that will be out as always. This is about the seventh version of that now, the seventh edition of Moves and Shapers. That'll be out in the round one record. And we tend to focus as well on we tend to tell a good story about the the reigning premiers as well in round one, with Geelong hosting Collingwood at the MCG Friday night. Had a pretty in-depth look this week at Geelong, what they're doing, what they did over the summer. They had a fantastic trade period. They won the premiership, and of course they won the trade period, being those three players in, Ollie Henry, Taylor Broome and Jack Bowes, as well as the number seven draft pick overall, which isn't bad when you win the premiership. So, and talking to Geelong people about what signs they've seen that they think they can go back to back this year.
Have you made a prediction for this year? Everyone, of course, gets out the crystal ball and decides how they think it may shape up for 2023. Have you made your predictions?
Yes, our predictions are in there. A few of us from SEN and the Record team have had their say. I've gone for, I think, a Brisbane premiership. I just think it's now or never for this group, and I love the additions they've made in the off-season. A couple of key outs early, Zorko not playing. I might have a bit thin down back with a couple of key defenders out, but I think over the course of the season, they've got a crack midfield. I think they can score quite heavily. So I think they're a team that can win it. Melbourne and Geelong, I think, are the obvious dangers to them.
Okay, good on you, Ashley Brown. Thanks for joining us, senior writer with the AFL Record, and we'll talk to you regularly here on Sports Day WA. Thanks for your time.
Looking forward to chatting to you about the Record every week.
Good on you, Ashley. Thanks for that. And, of course, this weekend there's no games here at Optus Stadium, but we've got a double banger next weekend with both the Eagles and the Dockers here. And that AFL Record preview brought to you by Power Every Moment with a Signet Power Bank. Keep your devices powered this season. Visit signet.com. Good to speak to Ashley Brown there. We'll take a break, come back with more in a moment, and we'll bring you up to date with what's happening in sport as well. Sports Day here on this Tuesday at 17 to 6.
Sports Day for Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years.